Let's find out who's on the line right now. Good morning. Who's calling Christian?
Good morning. It's Mark here, Mark Jenkins.
Mark, good morning. Do you know what, Mark? I'll be honest, I saw my first episodes of your TV show over the weekend because I saw you on Bear Grylls' Celebrity Island.
Yep.
And I thought you were so funny. And I was talking about this on a show and everyone said, you've got to see The Hotel. I'm a big fan now. I'm signed up. I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
No, you're very
it's
funny.
It's a bit late because The Hotel series was on for 4 years and it's finished now, but better late than never.
I'm coming to it late. I'm a very recent converter to you, OK?
Thank you.
What was the Bear Grylls show like? That looked like hard work.
Oh, it was a complete nightmare. it was much, much worse than it's portrayed on the television.
So what was bad
about
it?
It wasn't the fact that you're on an island with, with no food, no water, just sleeping on the floor, being eaten alive by insects, and, you know, with 40-degree heat, you got nothing. The worst bit was sharing it with 9 celebrities.
So worse than any guests...
I'd have been quite happy on the island on my own, to be quite honest. That was the problem, was the people I was sharing it with.
It's very hard, isn't it, trying to establish any kind of order, because everyone wants to have a say and going in different directions, and...
It was a nightmare.
Also, how did it play on that? You've got a very nice coiffure. Your hair is beautiful hair. And how did the humidity of the island play havoc on that?
Yeah, I mean, we could, because we have... It is real. You know, when I say it's real, I mean, I was only 10 stone. I mean, I'm not very big anyway, so I was only 10 stone when I went on there. We're only there for 2 weeks, and I lost over 2.5 stone.
What?
I lost a quarter of my
body
weight.
That's malnutrition.
If somebody had said to me at the beginning that, you know, in 2 weeks' time you're going to weigh 2.5 stone less, I would have assumed that a crocodile was going to bite one of my legs off or something. I mean, I wouldn't have believed that I could lose that much weight in such a short period of time.
But did you enjoy it? Are you glad you did it? It's a great course.
Brilliant. I must admit, I mean, I don't want to spoil it because it's the last one this week, but
yeah.
And I don't want to show this bit up, but I was the only one at the end who actually said, I lasted till the end, and I actually said... I'm quite happy to stay for another week or so. In fact, I could do with a bit of a break. I'd have been quite happy to stay a bit longer.
Now, listen,
I just got into it by the time it was time to come home.
Right, and who's asked you to give us a call this morning?
I've been asked to give a call by Danny Harris.
Danny, and what's the charity you're supporting?
Well, I'm two, just to confuse things. Macmillan Nurses.
Oh, great
and also
course.
Stand Up to Cancer, which is what I did the Celebrity Island for.
What is that noise? Is that a train?
That's a train. That's a text.
It's like a locomotive.
Yes, I know. It lets me know that, you know, it's sort of coming through. A text is coming through.
Oh,
like
I see.
A train through a tunnel.
Yes, like a train through a tunnel. Of course not. It makes perfect sense. Yes, of course. Well, they're two great causes. We're doing a very big thing at the London Palladium in November for Macmillan. So good on you for
sorting
then. And Stand Up for Charity, which is what, of course, the Celebrity Island was all about, raising money for them. Now, every celebrity that calls us, Mark, they're leaving a question for the next person. Yours comes from Bobby Ball.
Yep.
And the question is, what was Cannon and Ball's catchphrase? Can you remember it?
Well, I can, and I'll be honest... I didn't have to cheat. I didn't have to listen to you just now when you instantly gave out the answer as soon as he asked the question.
Sorry, Mark, very unprofessional.
So I'll pretend I didn't hear that, and mm-hmm. I knew it anyway, and it's rock on, Tommy.
You got it. Now, Mark, I've just had a quick look on your website, and
yep.
You can hire you to do Christmas parties.
Yes, I'm just going on. I'm just finalising dates now because I do London, Birmingham. Birmingham's always a big one. I'm doing a Christmas party night tour. In fact, if people watch The Island, I don't want to give too much away. If people watch The Island next week, the last episode, 9 o'clock Channel 4...
Yeah, don't give too much away, yeah, but you're in the last episode. We get it, yep.
Yeah, well, there's a little something in there.
Oh.
That's to do with this, but I can't tell you anything. It's a big secret.
All right. And take us through, how does it work then? So, because we're looking to have a Christmas party on the show, and we're looking for a host. What would you do for us, say, Mark?
Oh, I do lots of sort of fun interaction games, get people up. It's all sorts of daft stuff. And it's all really sort of cheesy music, you know? Agadoo and that sort of thing.
Sounds great fun. How do we go about...
YMCA.
Yes.
Amazing. Oh, there's another text. All these texts keeps coming through.
Yeah, another one's coming through like a train tunnel.
it's so somebody texting to tell me I'm on the radio.
Well, yeah, lovely, didn't it?
As if I didn't know.
That's it, exactly. It's just ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
How would we go about booking you? Would we be able to do us a discounted rate?
Yes, I should think so.
Yeah,
yes,
I'd
be happy to do that for you.
Well, you're very kind.
Although I haven't got many dates left. I'm quite booked up.
Well, that's good news, though.
I actually do a tour, so I'm going around the country. So I'm going sort of Glasgow and, you know, sort of Newcastle, Torquay, I don't know, Southampton, Brighton, Southend, everywhere. Manchester, Birmingham, Leeds, London. So I'm touring all around the country. And what I do is I put these party nights on in hotels.
All right, lovely. What, in like a function room?
Yes, yeah, big hotel with, you know, 300 people, whatever. And they're a bit like a wedding, except you don't have to turn up with a gift and there's not going to be a load of rows and arguments. So the seating plan is sort of, you know, sort of round tables, like banquet style. But nobody gets a banquet. We just sort of come out with a cheap buffet with, you know, sort of turkey vol-au-vents for everyone or something. And the tickets are sold in three levels. That's the important thing. So I sell expensive tickets for rich people, and they're the tables at the front. They're the posh people.
Right.
And then we have sort of normal price tickets for the normal hard-working people.
Right.
And then at the back of the room, that's where we put the cheap seats for the poor people.
Right, OK.
and when you come in, there are three different check-in posts. So obviously the VIPs get, you know, the whole red carpet treatment, the red ropes, everything. The normal people just, you know, check in. And then the people in the cheap seats, the poor people...
What happens to them?
They have a mat that says, please wipe your feet.
Oh, so it's quite a, sort of quite a divided class system you're running there, isn't it?
Yeah, but no... But
Mark, I honestly think that this success is going to your head because you're starting to show signs of a dictator.
No. Where it gets confused is what happens is it doesn't work out at all. It all becomes a complete mess because the people who do have money are actually too tight to pay the extra money, so they buy the poor people's tickets. And the people who aren't wealthy, they want to go on the red carpet, so they buy the rich people's tickets, and it becomes a complete nightmare.
What is this dystopia you've created there? It sounds like a reality show itself. The function room.
Well, part of it comes from one of the episodes of The Hotel, when I did actually split the dining room up and put a red rope down the dining room. And people who had booked sort of through an advert in The Guardian, they got a much posher breakfast with a bigger sausage, and they sat one side, and all the normal people sat the other side.
Right. And what did they get? Just a smaller chipolata?
Yeah, they got a little chipolata.
Right, okay.
And the rich people got a big award-winning sausage.
It's all Cumberland.
But it's all good fun.
Oh, it sounds like a hoot. Well, listen, Mark, what's your website? People want to book you up on this tour and this orgy of fun.
PartyNightTickets.com.
PartyNightTickets.com.
PartyNightTickets, one word, .com.
All right, don't get shirty.
Although the website isn't up live yet, it's only got a holding page because the tickets aren't going on sale till Sunday.
Right.
No, this isn't a plug at all.
No, I know. I just literally jumped on the website.
Anything yet.
Okay, I know, but I'll tell you what we're doing. We're building anticipation, right? You've got to. We've got to get you on the show to host our Christmas party, okay?
I will happily come and do a Christmas party for you. That'd be wonderful.
Thank you very much, Mark. Well, listen, we need a question from you for the next celebrity.
Okay. What would you take? What would you take to a deserted island?
All right. Okay. Well, perfect question from you, Mark.
Yep.
Thank you. All right, Mark. It's been a giggly joy chatting to you. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Hey, listen. Hopefully, we see you at Christmas time.
Yep, brilliant.
All right, take care, Mark.
I'll hold you to that.
Please, I'll hold you to that, and I'll go on that website midnight Sunday, is it?
Yeah, Sunday at, I think,
tea time.
11 o'clock. 11 o'clock Sunday
11
morning,
for 12.
Something like that.
All right, gotcha. All right, Mark, thank you very much.
All right, brilliant. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.